On the show today, we have QVantus' very own Keith Weber talking about the launch of their new investment services, QSO, which is QVantus. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Keith Weber from QVantus. Keith, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you guys, you just launched this new investment services QSO called QVantus. C, capital C, little U, capital V, A-N-T-I-S, QVantus. And so just with that, I mean, can you give us a quick overview on this new QSO? What are you guys doing out here now?
Sure. No. QVantus Wealth Planning is a California-based registered investment advisor, which means that we provide non-commission, fee-based financial planning and investment services through credit unions to credit union members.
All right.
We have financial advisors that members can go to and receive financial planning and investment advice.
Okay, very good. And I was going over your website and stuff last night and said, you know, the basic model that credit unions use to deliver investment services hasn't changed in more than 30 years. And so you guys are kind of flipping it on its head here. So how are you guys doing this? What's going on? What makes you guys different?
Well, the real issue is that 30 years ago, members did not have access to fee-based planning and advice. So what I mean by that is this type of financial planning typically years ago required $100,000, $200,000 as minimums to get into. And obviously not a lot of credit union members have that kind of money.
Yeah.
But advances in fintech, advances in how pricing of financial services is happening is all of a sudden over the last 5 years has made this model much more accessible to smaller investors and the average credit union member. So now we can offer this service, which is, again, as a non-commission-based service, it's a lot more member-friendly. I think most people would prefer to work with someone who is not working off of commission in investment, you know, when talking about their investments. And so now we have an ability to do that that really didn't exist even 10 years ago.
Well, it sounds like you're opening the doors to somebody who wouldn't ordinarily invest or may not have the funds to invest. Sounds like there's more opportunity out there now. Is that correct?
There is. And again, other members, again, through commission-based programs, certainly those have been around and servicing the small investor for years.
Yeah.
Again, it's a commission-based program. And not that that's necessarily bad, but again, I think the industry has evolved to a point where that doesn't have to be the only option anymore.
Yeah, because you think about when you think investing, you think, oh my gosh, you know, very Wall Street, you know, high powered, this, that. But, you know, there's the regular folks like me who are like a little skittish about investing, but we want to kind of dabble in there and see what it's all about. It sounds like this is what you guys are doing for credit unions so they can do that with their members, right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And again, 90% of credit union members, and I say that because I was a credit union financial advisor myself for 15 years. So I sat in that chair, and I know that 90% of the members who come in have very simple needs. They want to know when and how well can I retire? Can I send my kids to college, or what do I need to do to be able to send my kids to college? And what's going to happen to my estate when I pass away? Is there going to be anything left over for family? And these are fairly, I don't want to say simple, but very common financial planning concerns that lots of people have, credit union members and non-credit union members. But now we can answer and help members with all of those things kind of up and down the scale.
Gotcha. And this sounds like a tremendous value add for any credit union out there, because this is what a lot of people struggle with out there, especially in these days, especially in today's fast-paced environment. You know, a lot of people struggle with this type of, and then, you know, by the time you're like 60, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to plan for retirement, or my kids are going to college, I haven't saved a dime, what's going on? So it sounds like this is what you guys can provide.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We want to make sure that there aren't those oh no moments.
Yeah, it's that proverbial science experiment that you had to do in elementary school. You got 6 months to do this, and then you wake up the day before it's due and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to do it. So it sounds like, you know, planning for retirement or college or anything like that. Same thing. It's like you wake up and go, oh my gosh, I forgot.
So, exactly.
You guys are right there. Hey, I read an article about in financial planning that QVantus will focus on bringing fee business to credit unions. Can you expand on this statement a little bit?
Sure. Again, for years, and I'm talking 50 years, the financial services industry has really been divided into two camps, a camp that is brokerage-based and commission-based versus an advisory-based type of platform. And again, both of these are long-standing models. There's nothing new about the model itself.
Right.
What's new here is the fact that a pure advisory model, because of those investment minimums that I talked of earlier,
yeah,
that model simply wasn't available in the credit union space. And so now we as Qvantus are the first purely fee-based financial planning firm that can offer this service to members, you know, and again, on a broadly distributed basis, mm-hmm. i.e., meaning lots of different credit unions could offer our services.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And obviously, you guys are a CUSO, but you call yourselves an investment services solution with credit union values. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. What we mean by that is credit... It's almost the difference between credit unions and banks, if
right.
you will. There's this core value that creates the starting point from which you approach the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you are fee-based, you eliminate a lot of the inherent conflicts of interest that just exist in a commission-based program. And so that philosophy and those core values of where are we starting from, those then tend to permeate throughout the entire service offering and the entire member experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when members sit down, you know, it is very common for all financial advisors to do a little fact finder and ask the member some questions
sure.
and try to get an understanding of their financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, what happens way too often is if during the course of that fact finding, it's determined that this member is maybe younger or older, or whatever age, but maybe doesn't have a lot of assets
mm-hmm.
and therefore can't generate, you know, more sizable commissions and or fees. You know, it's kind of a lot of advisors will say next and, you know, wash their hands of it and move
right.
on.
Right.
Right. Whereas our model with salary-based financial advisors, they can take the time to provide some education to that member and some very basic, hey, this is what you need to do to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Do these things for the next 6 months, then come back and let's talk and maybe we'll get you started investing then.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's value right there. That's just being a good resource for a member, you know? I mean, that's going above and beyond. Very cool. Hey, so what are your goals working with credit unions? I mean, because you guys are just starting out right now. What are your goals for this year and then maybe long term?
You know, long term, we want to create a legacy CUSO that can provide this kind of financial planning advice.
Mm-hmm.
Our industry, I believe, is at a turning point that's really moving away from the commission-based business more towards the advisory-based business.
Yeah.
And we want to be at the forefront of offering that kind of advice for literally decades to come with credit unions.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. Again, I think it kind of goes back to this planning, because it's, you know, this is stuff that you don't think about every day. But if you can go to a credit union, you know, with that you guys are helping out, you know, that and you go in there and say, hey, let's get this set up so we don't have to think about it now, because, you know, because down the road, life gets busy, you know, and then all of a sudden, again, you're 65 and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to plan for retirement. So get this stuff out of the way right away. So to wrap up here, Keith, where can we find out more about Qvantus? Where can we go?
Our website is very simply Qvantus.com, Cuvantis, www.qvantis.com, and all the information is right there.
Fantastic. Any final words of wisdom here, Keith? Any final to wrap up here?
I just appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk
cool.
with you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Yay, me too. I'm glad. I'm really stoked for you guys that you guys have launched this, and look forward to some big things from you guys in the next few years.
Sounds great.